Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
And hello, everybody. Thank you for being with us. What is today?
Today is
February the 3rd. Mm-hmm. February the 3rd, 2022. What happened to January?
What happened in 2021?
Did you see January? You know, Ed, that's even better. Yeah, what happened to 2021? Where's the year 2022? Thank you. Wow. For real.
Right.
It's like just, yep, we're gone. And we're out.
Yeah.
And we're out.
I know, but Will, what do you think about how Joe Biden started 2022?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good question. How did Joe Biden start 2022? Down the drain.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's part of the swamp. So it's like the swamp creature just stirring up and just moving around in the swamp and just making it more gooey than anything. So.
Right. Well, like today, what was the top story? The top story was ISIS. The ISIS leader was suicided.
Well,
today.
Yeah, he was suicided. Exactly. So. And Biden, the Biden administration, took credit for a suicide bomber suiciding himself.
Yeah, they said he killed him. He was killed, which I guess that was objective. I guess, you know, they were going to go in and either capture him or kill him.
The story was that they went to the building. Apparently, it was a three-story building.
Right.
They went to the building, and they got on the loud horn telling them to come out peacefully, surrender, surrender, surrender. Well, the ISIS leader decided not to surrender himself or his family, and when they came in and tried to take over or tried to get him, apprehend him, he blew himself up along with his family. So the Biden administration is now acting like, look what we did, Russia. Basically, this is what he's saying. Look what we did, Russia. We got this terrorist, so don't mess with us. And I'm willing to bet Vladimir Putin is going, ha, 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 stupid Biden, you scare me not. Give me more vodka.
Vodka?
Yeah, give me more vodka.
Oh, vodka.
Vodka. Come on, vodka.
Okay.
But anyways, hey, if this is your first time listening, do me a favor, get out your mobile device and send me a text to 88202 and just type my name in, W-I-L-L. You get alerts when we do this radio broadcast, as well as you'll get some information from American Truth Project, which is the sponsor of this radio broadcast that you're listening to right now. So, and on top of that, we will be taking your phone calls. This radio broadcast, you get to speak freely. We get to talk about the vaccines. We get to talk about the unlawful mandates. We get to talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about, because freedom of speech actually exists on this radio broadcast. We just ask that you keep your profanity to yourself, and we'll be all good.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a top. And also, if you want to give us a call, Shannon, what's the number?
The number is 516-595-8069. And most important, when you dial that number, you need to push 1 to come on the line to talk. To Will.
You have to push the 1.
The 1.
The 1.
Because Will's number 1.
Because I'm number 1. Mm-hmm. At least that's what the liberals tell me.
Yeah,
I'm number 1.
Each side has a different interpretation of number 1.
Number
but,
1 means.
Yeah, they're happy to tell me, you're number 1. You're number 1 in my book. Mm. But anyway, so one of the things I want to talk about, along with, we can go ahead and finish talking about Biden, the old Biden administration, going in and taking out a ISIS top leader. And the only reason why he's doing this, my personal opinion, is because he wants Russia and the rest of the world to, like, oh, look what Biden did. He's so strong against terrorism. If he was really strong against terrorism, he would have stayed in Afghanistan and told the terrorists, hey, look, you're not going to do this. You're not going to destroy this nation. You're not going to destroy what we have built up here. Over the years, we're going to gradually make this transition happen. We're going to have military troops here so that way you will stay in your place and not terrorize people. But he didn't do that.
Yeah. Biden has a poor reputation. He is seen as weak, and not only here in America, but worldwide. The world leaders are not afraid of Biden, and you see that. You know, we recognize how America is treated and how the world chaos is unraveling by the leaders that have been in power in America. When Trump was in power, he was very powerful. He was, when he said something, he meant it. Other leaders saw that. They recognized it, and they saw it as a threat. So, you know, they didn't mess around with Trump. They stayed quiet. They waited it out. They knew their time was coming, right? And now they have Biden, and they're like, he's not going to do nothing. He's weak, right?
Exactly.
They don't see him as a threat. They don't see America as a threat anymore. And that is very dangerous, people. So here Biden steps in, and he's like, well, I'm going to get the ISIS leader. I'm going to show you. You know what? I'm sure, like you said, Will, Putin is like, whatever.
I'm telling
Biden
you.
Biden is too. I mean, they're like, whatever.
I mean, the Biden administration is almost like side by side and holding hands with China. I mean, the when it comes to China, it's like completely different scenario, like we don't care type deal. Or China gets to run them, because I think personally, on a personal note, China owns the Bidens. China owns them. And, you know, so because of that, that's why they're not saying anything. And the Biden administration is trying to act like, oh, my goodness, Russia is being aggressive right now to Ukraine, and they're all mounting on the Ukraine border. We have to protect them. But yet they ignore the border of the United States of America.
Yes.
Why is the border of Ukraine more important than the border of the United States of America? And and there's been known terrorists that come across the border here, but they don't want to shut that down. But they happen to go to Afghanistan or anywhere else that they think ISIS is and say, oh, look what we did. Seriously?
Right. It's crazy. You know, and it's being reported that Putin has now maneuvered more troops to the Ukraine border than he has maneuvered troops since the Cold War. This is serious. He's not playing around. And, you know, all these little talks that Biden's trying to have, apparently they're not really having a very strong impact. The people in Ukraine are actually, they don't even understand themselves. They're like, what is happening? Why are we being invaded, or why does Russia want to invade us? I'm going to tell you why. Because nobody's there to stop them.
No one's there to stop them. President Trump put more sanctions on Russia than any other president in the history of this nation. And they're trying to say that President Trump wasn't tough on Putin. They even go as far as try to say that President Trump was kissing the ring of Putin, the reason why Putin didn't be so aggressive towards Ukraine when he was in office.
Yeah.
But now, Biden, being as weak as he is, and so many people calling him out for his weakness.
Man.
I mean, so many people here in the United States, America, and elsewhere are calling him out for his weakness.
Yeah, I mean, Putin could have done this.
He could have done this, absolutely. He could have done this when the Democrats shut down America at the end of President Trump's term. You remember?
Yeah.
The whole pandemic came about. Right. Putin could have done it then.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Nope. He's not scared. Hey, Will, we have a caller. We have Dawson from Utah.
Dawson. Hey, Dawson. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
All right.
All righty.
Happy Thursday to you.
Well, I just found out for my summer job I have to get a dose of the dumb vaccine.
Wow, so your summer jobs are telling that you have to get the vaccine? Can you tell
yep.
us, you don't have to tell us the name of the, don't tell us the name of the company unless you want to, but what field is it? What is the job?
It's a government job. It's at a military base. It's up in
really.
I don't know where it's like around like the Dugway area.
Oh. So now they're saying that the military is actually starting to relieve people of duty for not being vaccinated.
And you're a contractor.
How do you feel about that versus countries like Sweden and actually the UK? Now they've lifted all their mandates up and off. There's freedom in those countries. How do you feel about that when this kind of hits you in the face?
it just sucks, you know, because, you know, I'm not going to tell people whether they want to get it or not, but I just, you know, I truly do not want it because I just feel like it's a precursor to the mark of the beast. And, you know, like the Mormon Church has even, like, come out and said, like, they have not come out against, surprisingly. They said that the vaccine is fine, but, you know, I obviously disagree with with the prophet.
Are you Mormon?
On that side, I guess you could say. Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay.
And, yeah, he's called into my nightly broadcast a couple of times, and we've actually had discussions about it because of Mitt Romney and stuff. And Dawson's pretty awesome. He's the youth that, you know, I love to see, to actually recognize what's going on and not following into all the
crap. It's really unfortunate when, you know, your own church pushes a political agenda. That kind of is frustrating. And
yeah, Shannon, she's Catholic, so.
No, I'm not. But it doesn't matter. You have all types of pastors and religions.
Yeah, you know, it's all across the board. It's not just the Mormon, because we can't sit here and be picking on Mormons.
No, I'm not picking on them.
Because it's all across the board. You have people that call themselves Christians, mm-hmm. people call themselves Mormon, people call themselves Catholic, people call themselves all different religions. They're all saying that this vaccine is good and we should just embrace it. I played a video that was from the other day.
Right.
I don't know if you saw it. I had to play it on when I go on live with the guys, but I played it, and there was a pastor on there saying that you're loving your neighbor if you get the vaccine, which is completely insane.
Right, and to me, you know, that would be, gosh, like, I can't even imagine how that makes you personally feel. Like, it almost becomes a battle within yourself, right? Because, like, well, mm-hmm. this is my religion, this is where I get my thought basis, my faith, and then all of a sudden they're pushing this mandate on you that you so strongly don't believe goes against
your
belief you have.
With,
it's frustrating. And now
really
you have
is.
Your job
and
saying
you know
that
what?
They're going to let you go.
You know what the good thing is, though? So I'm still in college right now, but so this isn't my career. So this is just like a summer job, obviously. So I just had to get one dose, and I'll
mm-hmm.
never have to get it again. Because what I'm going into is I'm going into it like as a DWR officer. So after this year, I'll be able to work like with the DWR, and they absolutely do not require the vaccine at all. So this is the only time I'll have to get one dose, never have to do it again.
So are you going to get the one dose?
Yeah, I have to for the job. I've been fighting it off for so long. Like, I've done everything I can. I've tried to get religious exemptions, and I've tried to get exemptions after exemptions. You know, haven't been able to.
You know, this is
so,
and
this
because
is
I'm in college, I just can't afford to not have a job. You know.
Well, you can get a job other places.
It
just
sucks.
You want this particular job. I mean, let's be honest. But the thing is that what the mark of the beast is going to do?
Yeah.
It's going to push you to make that type of decision. And people are going to say, well, I have to. You really don't have to. It's still a personal decision.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's almost going to be where you're going, that it's where your faith in that cross.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
it really sucks. I mean, it sucks that,
yeah.
that you know, I mean, and you're not alone, but, man.
No, you're not.
I mean, when's the deadline for it?
Well, I haven't. I have to. I just have to get it like before I start the job, because I'm in college right now. So I haven't started it back up yet. So I just have to get.
So May?
Yeah. So back around May. So maybe they'll change their policy, but I just
or
asked
maybe,
my boss or.
Yeah, or maybe you can look for employment elsewhere. I would not take that off the table first.
Well, you have definitely have some praying to do, Dawson. You got some inner.
Go ahead.
This just is like something that I'm just not for the vaccine because I just. I like wake up every single day like terrified that. Obviously, I don't believe that the vaccine is the mark of the beast. I think it's a precursor. I think you'd probably agree with me on that, because you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you agree.
Yes.
But
yeah, I do.
And I've been standing up and I've been saying no to it. Like I've had people like telling me that I need to get it. I've had professors that like preach the vaccine and stuff like that, and saying that it actually goes along with religious beliefs and stuff. And I've obviously stood up against it and stuff like that. And I'm going to continue to do that because I just don't believe in it.
Yeah. I mean, we compromise ourselves though, when we go ahead and,
yeah,
you know, do what we say we are against. But anyways, you have some,
yeah,
you and millions of people, we're not putting this on you, Dawson. It's a tough, tough situation. I do not take anything away from it. If you do decide to get it, I hope you're okay, being a young man.
Yeah,
things seem to affect more than others.
Yeah, it's just been some of the horror stories that's come out of it. So,
yeah.
I mean,
that's scary.
I would just suggest maybe just, you know, if you can, if you have the time to,
yeah,
you know, try to see if you can find employment elsewhere in the meantime.
I'm going to try to do
everything that I can,
even just to get a religious exemption,
yep,
you know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much for the call, Doctor.
Okay.
All right, take care.
All right. Hey, Will, we have another caller. We have Virginia from Maryland.
Virginia from Maryland.
Yeah, we remember
her.
Right.
Yes. Hey, Virginia, thank you so much for the call.
I used to work in Virginia. You know, they would say Virginia from Virginia. So it was, so I had to move to Maryland. You know, I had two things that really came up, and they're kind of huge. Number one is I've been doing a lot of research about the coronavirus and where all these other doctors are saying about it, and there's a class action suit. I think it's 30 doctors, and what they're doing is they are saying that, of course, they feel that they know there are man-made components in the virus, but what happened was it leaked out faster than they wanted it to, so that's why all this stuff is kind of like blown up, and that's why we're getting more truth, because they were going to wait for a little while longer before they put the coronavirus out. And because of some errors or whatever, it just kind of, you know, it made it worse for them, which is kind of good for us, even though, you know, these people need to be made accountable for what they've done. So, but I haven't,
yes,
you know, it's so frustrating because you hear that, but then you don't, you know, I don't see it anywhere. You know, you have to go to, like, these sites that are, you know, not really, you know, the big TV stations. The other thing was I heard, and that was just today, that there's a lot of documentation on Trump and for the insurrection and all that other stuff. And it's the first time I've ever heard that. And I didn't know if you had any insight to that as far as they're showing, emails and stuff like that, that he was trying to get something going. Because I think that would really throw a lot of people off if that is true.
Well, what it,
I did
what
see
it was,
something. Fox News is actually reporting that, well, maybe it wasn't Fox News.
To my understanding, what that is that President Trump was in communication with Republicans asking them if they could do the right thing on January the 6th. He was actually wanting Mike Pence to do the right thing at the same time. But see, the liberal media, they get that and they twist it and say that President Trump was trying to do a coup d'etat. He was the sitting president. There is no coup d'etat other than the coup d'etat that the left did. Because the blatant cheating and stuff that they did was all in our face. There's videos and documentations and even eyewitness reports about all of the massive fraudulent stuff that they did that took place during the 2020 election. But they want to ignore it by saying that, well, even though some of it happened, it wasn't enough to change the outcome of the election, which is false. And the reason why they say that, because they say it wasn't enough, so then that way you'll stop looking at it to find out all of the information that took place. So, yeah, President Trump was in communication with people asking them to do the right thing. That's all. President Trump, not a single time did he come out and say, look, we need to, you know, overturn this or change the outcome of the actual election. President Trump just wanted the right thing done. So, yeah, there was communication with it, but they're going to twist it and say President Trump was trying to change the election.
See, and that's the thing that's bothersome is they take this stuff and they want to use it against them, right? Because
right.
they change their narrative, just like they come up with parodies and stuff like that
exactly.
of something that wasn't really said. They twist it. They make it a different, having a different ulterior motive when there really wasn't a different ulterior motive. And that's what they're going to do. And that's what frustrates Trump, you know, because
they're
going to come out and they're going to twist it. And then people are ignorant to believe stuff, right?
I mean, yeah, just, I mean, look at,
I
look,
mean, just like
look
people
no further
still
than
think there's
CNN.
Russia collusion. People
yeah.
still think there's Russia collusion. I'm like, you know, the Mueller report actually said there wasn't Russia collusion.
Russia.
They did say that Russia tried to get, you know, do things with our election, but they do every single election.
Exactly.
Every single election.
Well,
we meddle
in other countries' elections,
right?
too. So,
I don't think Trump is guilty of any wrongdoing. I think he just is tired of them bringing up stuff and twisting it. That's my.
What do you think? You there, Virginia?
People that were counting the votes, they signed a document saying they would go to jail if they were lying. So why doesn't people listen to that? I mean, that to me blows my mind. These people are putting their life on the line for our country.
Yes. Yes.
And nobody is looking at that saying, wait a minute, that's a mother who has kids. She's not going to want to go to jail. Why is that not so?
We're disconnected. We're disconnected from the truth, right?
Yeah.
We're so used
yeah.
to having all these, you know, wrongful conspiracy theories, which I hate to say it, even the idea that Trump had something to do with the January 6th event, I think is a conspiracy theory. You know, the,
it's 100%
the left
a conspiracy
is full,
theory.
The
that
left
day,
is
President
of
Trump kept saying, President Trump kept saying,
right,
be peaceful.
And
protest
just,
and peaceful.
And it's funny,
he kept saying that.
We talk to liberals and they just sit there and you tell them the truth. And they almost look like, what do they look like?
They get this gloss over their
right,
eyes,
like,
and it's like, I don't understand what they're saying.
Like,
it doesn't comprehend.
That's not what I heard.
Or they'll say, that's your truth.
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous.
It's
yeah.
the most insane thing. They say, well, that's your truth.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
I think we still continue to support Trump. He's not a perfect man by any means.
No.
But I'll tell you what. He did a lot more for this country than Biden has the whole time he's been in office or Biden before or Obama before that. But
and there's a lot of people right now wanting President Trump to come back, even Democrats.
Now, what about the virus and all these doctors that are putting together these class action suits? And what they're saying is it's the big companies. There's like 10 big companies that pulled all this together to pull it off. It wasn't supposed to really happen until 2030, but somebody screwed up and it happened, you know, in 2020. So have you guys, I mean, I've been digging a lot, and have you guys heard anything about that?
Yes, there's actually a group of doctors out of Houston that I'm aware of that's doing class action lawsuits. And they made it clear, saying, we're not doing this for gain or money or anything like that. We're doing this because we want the truth to get out.
Right.
I mean, when you have tech companies like Twitter and Fascist Book and Google, YouTube, basically removing doctors, even doctors, I can't remember the one doctor's name that had the, he actually found out the discovery of the mRNA, right? And he went out there and said, look, this vaccine is not what they're telling you it is. There's something sinister behind this because it's not working. It's not doing what they tell you it's going to do. And they took him down. they shut him up, and he came up with it. He discovered it. And it's like, so why are they censoring doctors, but they're allowing some doctors that are, you know, the doctors that is pushing it. So yeah, there's doctors that with these lawsuits simply to get the truth to come out, but they're going to try to silence them as much as possible. Scary thing is they might start trying to suicide them.
Yeah. There's so many of them now. But anyways, thanks for the call, Virginia.
Hey, Virginia, thank you so much.
Sure, take care.
Well, we have another caller.
All right,
thank
take
you.
Care.
We have Rebecca from Tennessee.
Hey, Rebecca, thank you so much for the call.
Hey. How are y'all?
Hey. Oh, great.
Doing good.
Speaking, just listening to you earlier in this broadcast, you're just talking about the vaccine and how it might not work. And I have to say, I know like three or four people that have had two doses and the booster and still somehow come home sick with COVID. And
well, that's not true according to Rachel Maddow. She says that it stops the coronavirus in its tracks.
Yeah, along with Biden, he's mentioned that before too. That as long as you get the virus or the vaccine, then you don't have to worry about getting sick. Yep.
Yeah.
You know what's the sad thing, Rebecca? Haven't you heard people say, "Well, now people have these, you know, they get the vaccine, then they get the boosters, and then they're
but
even
now
going
we got
to
variants.
Get, they got yeah. They'll say there's variants, or they'll say, "Well, it's not 100%. Like it's okay."
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, or they say, it just means that I didn't get it as bad because I got the vaccine. You know, crap like that.
It's a bunch of crap because people are dying and hospitalized that have the vaccine and everything too. But listen, if you get sick or you get hospitalized and you're not vaccinated, why is it? Because you didn't get vaccinated.
Exactly.
It's so ridiculous.
Exactly. Or when they show someone that has passed away, but at least they were fully vaccinated.
Right. And here in Tennessee, crazy. God bless Tennessee and our governor, Bill Lee. I just love him. There are no mandates in Tennessee. There never has been a mask mandate in Tennessee. And I asked my doctor, I was just there last week, and I asked her about the vaccine. I said, "Do they make you guys get it?" And she said, "No." Uh-huh. She said they weren't forced to get it, but if they had come in contact with somebody with COVID, they were sent home for the for 14 days for quarantine with no pay.
I mean, that makes sense. Oh, without pay, well, that kind of sucks, but
yeah.
I mean, that's punishing them because someone else was sick, right? Because here's the thing. Tell me this.
Supposedly,
if they were vaccinated and they got in contact with somebody, would they quarantine for 14 days without pay as well?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Whether you get
it doesn't make sense
or not.
Because COVID is in this new variant, I believe, is the common cold, this Omicron, because before COVID came out, a version of COVID has always been in the common cold. Not 19, of course, but.
Right.
And I
you
think
know,
that's what they're talking
to me
about
is,
now.
And, you have like the United Kingdom now that has totally removed all mandates. Everybody's back to normal. I think Sweden has done the same thing now. I mean, other countries are lifting.
They're
right?
going back to living.
They're actually saying, hey, listen, this isn't as bad. It's curious to me why in America we're still saying all these people died of COVID-19, which now there's like people coming out going, wait a minute, we need to actually look at this. Are these people really dying of COVID-19 or is it something else? Because why is this not happening in other countries, but it's happening in the greatest country in the world, America? Come on, people.
Yeah, well,
there's something going on.
Yeah, you know, it's clear what's going on because you have someone like Joe Rogan that will bring people on, like Jordan Peterson, to talk about it and even acknowledge that how these hospitals, when they get someone to come into the hospital and they got ate up by a shark and they found their arm, they put them down as COVID death. And it's because the hospitals are getting money, they're getting paid money under the table, and it's all about this agenda. It's really bizarre and it's crazy.
Yes, it is. And as far as the other gentleman in the military, the deadline was back in November for all military personnel to be vaccinated. My son-in-law is a Marine and was not very happy about it. His only other option.
I don't think he is. Is he actual military?
No, to my understanding, he's contractor.
Yeah,
he's contractor, but they're pushing this tyranny onto not just military personnel, but the contractors as well. Anyone that has any dealings with the government.
Right.
So the government is pushing their agenda.
The problem is they don't just get let go. They get a dishonorable discharge, which
I don't know
how many people understand what that is and what the ramifications of that is for the rest of your life to be dishonorably discharged from the military. So there's their choices.
They do it to try to make you don't have a choice. You do this. Once you do this, you're going to destroy your life.
Exactly. And he wasn't happy about it. Our family is not for the vaccine. We don't want to go anywhere near it at all. And the other thing,
Me personally, is that... Go ahead.
People seem to think, it just seems like the Republicans and Trump are synonymous. Like, they automatically assume a Republican is true in all cases. But Trump is a bad butt. I don't know if you know what I was trying to say. people didn't – these other countries, they didn't act out when he was in president because he went and he visited them, and he had authority. And he wasn't kissing Putin's ring. He basically – Putin was kissing something else of Trump. And, I mean, these countries, they didn't misbehave the way they are now. He went to all these countries. He went to North Korea, which no other leader has done. And
he sure did.
I bet you Biden's little butt won't be going there.
He can't even make it down to our southern border.
No, there's no way.
He can't even make it to our border. Are you kidding?
He can't even make it off the stage without Jill holding his hand.
Oh, yeah, and he had to have this whole fake set to do a
press
message
conference.
From.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. He's weak.
It's
really
terrible.
Sad. And in my opinion, you know, Trump, not all Republicans align completely with Trump. I think Trump was just something different, though. I don't know if he would – I mean, he had conservative values, and so he aligned mostly with Republicans. But I think he was just about, listen, I'm for America first, and whatever that means is what it means, right?
Yeah.
And I think people just kind of lumped him with Republican, and he called himself Republican, because that's mostly where those values align with America first. But you know, you have Democrats now that go, well, I don't really completely align
with Biden.
Much go, well, you voted for him, you're with him. So, I mean, it's tough here in America, right? I mean, the sad thing is we want to label everybody and everything, you know, and most of that's come from the left. They've almost forced us to identify people by color, identify people by sex, identify people by, you know, class. You know, it's all kinds of things. But anyways, that's just where we're at, unfortunately.
Yeah,
we need
and Trump always had an authoritative personality. I mean, everybody who's ever known Trump in the past with his business dealings and even on his reality show, he's very authoritative.
Well, and listen, I worked in a position where I met executives of a company. And let me tell you what, a lot of them are like Trump. Listen, you constantly validate who you are. You validate your accomplishments. You have to do all these things in the business world. And so he just kind of took those and brought it into the Oval Office. But he also said, listen, I'm here for everybody, right? And he, more than Biden, brought even companies together to help make America better. He brought him to Washington, D.C. when COVID first hit. How can we get certain PPE out? How do we do this? How do we do that? People start manufacturing things that they had never manufactured before. So he wasn't really just about him, which authoritative people usually are. But I know what you're saying. He does have a personality where he's like, I want to take charge. I want to make things better. Biden is not a take charge person. He's a take orders person, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But anyways, listen, thank you, Rebecca, for the call.
Yeah, and Trump's not a politician.
True, true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, true.
Well, hey, thank you so much for the call, okay?
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
You too. Take
care. You too. You know, Will, we were talking, you know, the title of this broadcast is, you know, the Democrats are basically imploding and they're even turning on each other. Well,
no,
we've
yeah.
seen it. We've
oh,
seen
yeah.
it now with
the Communist News Network, CNN.
Right. Right,
exactly. We've seen it even with Whoopi Goldberg, a.k.a. real name Karen Johnson. She's the real Karen. Would the real Karen please stand up? But anyways. I mean, so she
Will found out her name's Karen.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Her name is
her
name and her actual name is Karen.
Yeah. There's no Whoopi about
it. I'm not related to her. Okay. Let's make sure that's straight. Let's make sure we get that out there. I'm like, man, could have just been Jones, Karen Jones. But no, it's Karen Johnson. And she's the original Karen, talking about Whoopi Goldberg, Whoopi Doo. And you know, she's upset with the ABC, right? Or
right.
the CBS.
Yeah, ABC.
Because they suspended her. And it's a two-week paid vacation.
Right. Like, people are like, oh, Whoopi's been canceled. I'm like, no, she's not. She's suspended. But,
yeah.
Hey, listen, do we want her canceled, Will? I mean,
yes. I'm going to be honest with you, yes. Because
see,
she's hateful. She's hateful.
Well, that's what
she's despicable.
See.
She's a nasty person. She's racist. I mean, she's seriously,
I'm
all
the
of
other
things.
Way. I think we should have freedom to be able to decipher. I think she should be the freedom to say the wrong things and still be there. That's what they say about conservatives. Everything you just said is why they are canceling us. I
well,
think
you
it's
know
wrong
what?
To do that.
You know what?
But
I mean,
am glad that people are calling her out on her wrong statement. Now, if she herself, which she has said, is thinking about quitting The View, that's perfect. That's great. That's what should happen.
You know,
viewership.
I agree that people should have freedom of speech and should be able to say
no,
what
you don't.
Want
if
to
you
say.
Just
no, wait a minute. Let me finish. Calm down.
You're lying.
People should be able to have it, right? But when she's called for the cancelization of other people because of stuff that was less than what she did, I mean, it should go back on her.
Wow.
It should go back on her, and she should be led by an example that, hey, they're, and the only reason why I said because they are the ones constantly calling for people to
I mean,
be
that's
canceled.
That's why you're saying that. That's why you're
that's
saying
the only reason
that.
I'm saying
you
it.
Feel like,
but if they were not calling constantly for people to be canceled, then I'd be like, you know what? Let her say it. We don't have to listen to her.
Yeah, basically.
That's my whole thing.
Basically, you want her to suffer from her own medicine.
If you do it, if you're calling the cancelization of other people and then you do something, then it should happen to you.
But listen,
now, if you're calling for freedom of speech for everybody, even when you don't like it, then you should allow freedom of speech for everybody. But her and the rest of these progressive, evil leftists, they don't do that. They want to cancel everybody. Look what they're doing to Joe Rogan and Spotify. Spotify, good on Spotify for saying, you know what, we're not going to remove Joe Rogan. There's no need to because he's saying what he wanted to say. He bring experts on, which you have the Communist News Network. They don't believe that Joe Rogan brings any experts on. But Joe Rogan himself even said that he's going to bring on people that have different views.
Well, he said that now after the whole controversy. He said he will work more to have people on of a different opinion.
Right, but even the Communist News Network is not – they're not happy with that. And the reason being is because
–
the reason being is because why? They want to cancel Joe Rogan because my personal opinion, I haven't seen the numbers, Joe Rogan gets more views in 1 week than CNN does in a year.
You know what?
Especially after they lost 90% of their viewership since January.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Rogan gets 11 million viewers a day.
That's just on Spotify.
On Spotify.
That's just Spotify. That
that's
doesn't include
insane.
YouTube. That doesn't include these other platforms that he's on. That's just Spotify, 11 million views a day, and he's killing them, and they don't like it because people are tuning in to hear what Joe Rogan has to say and his guests, and they don't like it.
I think it's frustrating. I think the Democrats are so all over the place because literally Rogan is a Democrat, yet he has different opinions about different things.
I think
things
he leans
like
more libertarian than he calls himself a Democrat.
Right?
To my understanding, he leans more libertarian,
anyway,
to my understanding.
Well,
so he's more like, you know, people should have freedom. But the way they're attacking him, they're going to turn him into a straight-up hardcore conservative.
I think that's what they do. You know, and then you have Whoopi Goldberg that makes completely terrible, wrong comments about that the Holocaust was not about race, which it was all about race. And yet people are still supporting her. I mean, you had Don Lemon
who came out and said
that you should support her and we shouldn't cancel people just because we don't agree with them. But yet Don Lemon is the first person
in line
to want to cancel people
that don't think like him. Put a nail in the coffin on that one.
Right. But once again, you want to take the old medicine. I get what you're saying.
Exactly my
but
point.
But in the bigger scheme of things, we do want them to have a voice because we want to keep our voice.
Well,
but I do want them to get called out on it when
they need to be.
I don't think they get called out enough.
You know, so let's imagine this. So like places like Facebook or whatever, and you post stuff and you're on social media. And the big tech companies are not supposed to be censoring people. For everyone that's out there listening, they're not supposed to be because why? Section 230. Section 230, these tech companies made an agreement with the government that they would not hinder people with free speech. And then the tech company said, okay, then that way if someone posts something on their platform that the tech companies are not held accountable. Well, what's happened is that these tech companies found a loophole and went around and said, you know what? We'll get third-party fake fact-checkers to check everyone's post that they're putting out there. They check memes that are just jokes
and
say, look, this is not actual. This is not factual. Ping.
But then they also admitted that they fact-checkers have opinions about some of the content, and they're fact-checking them based on their opinions.
Yeah,
so
just
it's pretty
opinion.
Crazy. But just a little a bit of information about
and
Facebook.
And it's hurting Facebook.
It sure is.
It's hurting them.
Today, their stock plummeted 26%, the biggest drop ever since 2018. They're saying that, what was it? It was one of the J.P. Morgan actually downgraded their stock because they have been doing poorly and they dropped. And also they're saying that every week now they are losing about 500,000 viewers less than they used to have this time last year. So it's pretty crazy.
Viewers or subscribers?
500,000
people logging in.
I said viewers.
It's
so
viewers.
I guess
you know they do have the Facebook Watch, so it may be viewers. And a lot of people not tuning
in
and looking at the videos.
You're
and stuff.
Right. I'm not sure. What
but you know what? It's Facebook. I mean, if anyone's out there listening right now and you happen to be working at Facebook, please don't turn into CNN.
Right.
Because CNN is crushing themselves. They're imploding.
Oh, I think Facebook is.
But Facebook, I mean, seriously, Facebook with all the censorship. And, you know, I can see this right now. They're going to come back and say, well, the reason why this is happening, the reason why J.P. Morgan probably did this is because they're allowing conservatives to have a point of view on Facebook. You need to censor more conservatives
on
Facebook. It's stupid. If Facebook really wanted to go ahead and continue to thrive, you know what? Facebook could soar even more so if they would stop with all of this anti-American, anti-God, anti-freedom rhetoric that they're pushing.
And you know what? Well, that's exactly kind of goes to our point of the name of this broadcast, where they're imploding themselves.
Yes.
They are directly hurting themselves, right? And they're falling apart. Look at BLM. This week, today, they had to take away all their donating platforms because there's no accountability for their money. There's nobody there accounting for it. Now they have, like, questionable things that have happened, right?
And they need to follow the money trail because a lot of that money went to a certain Democrat party.
Right. So here they are, and people, you know, we're all about Black Lives Matter. But listen, their intentions were not good. Their intentions were not to help the people. Same thing with CNN. Guess what? They're imploding. Themselves aren't even good people, which now we see. They're having they have pedophilia. They're having inappropriate sexual relations. They're
sexual assault against women.
They've become so opinionated and less about news that their views are just dumping, right? And
even
so people
more
are
so, they were already hurting in January this year, 90% right. from last year, 90% people.
Right.
Do you know what that says for a major network that has a lot of people working for them?
Right, right. And now look at Biden and the Democrats in Capitol Hill. They have they are not what the people want, and they still don't see it. And so everything they're doing is falling apart. And the people in the country are going, what are they doing? They are not listening to the people. They are not following what the people want to do. And it's just, it's crazy.
It's because they're out of touch.
They're
100% out of
touch. You know
what
it is?
And they still can't even realize the fact of all the stuff that they're doing. They're just thinking in their mind, why is this happening?
Right.
Oh, my goodness, why is this happening? How do we change this? How do we fix this? Stop lying.
Right.
Stop pushing a propaganda machine.
Right. I mean,
stop
even today.
Doing it. It's really simple.
Even today, Biden goes to New York City, right?
New York.
Talk about the police, which he did not go to the two fallen police officers' funeral, which was
rejected
gigantic.
Them.
That was such a missed opportunity by him to actually cross
them.
The aisle and show support for the police, which he says he does. To me, that right there demonstrated he does not
100%.
Support them. But here's the thing. Now he goes there, and you know what he talks about more
gun
than anything?
Gun control. We need to stop you from being able to protect yourself, people. American people, you don't need to be able to protect yourself. Why? Because we want to implement communism in America, and then we want to come in and slaughter all of you.
Right. He misses the point in talking about the criminals and how to stop crimes. He makes it all about gun control. It's really sad.
Yeah,
it's really pathetic. And once again, they're so detached from what people are saying they want and what they need.
Yeah, and just like the story that they were talking about, the young lady getting killed on the subway because she was pushed in front of one of the subway
had
trains.
Had nothing to do with a gun.
Had nothing to do with a gun.
Right?
Not a zero zip. But you know what? The way to fix this is to take the capability away from you from protecting yourself.
It's
we do
crazy.
That, then we can stop all the violence.
Right.
Total insanity. Total insanity.
Let me
play something here because this is Joe Rogan when he's on there and he's talking about that he wants to bring more people on. But I want y'all to listen to how CNN doesn't – they still don't like Joe Rogan. And just listen to how they try to – chalk it up like they're like that you should listen to them over Joe Rogan. Listen to this.
The narrative is I want to show all kinds of opinions,
which sounds great, but not all opinions are created equal. You think about major newsrooms like CNN that have health departments and deaths and operations that work hard on verifying information on COVID-19. And
no, they don't.
No,
what?
That's what I'm saying. It's so crazy. You hear this?
This is the sad thing because it's so obvious that they do not do that.
It is
more obvious that Joe Rogan works harder and actually wants to have a different opinion come on and talk to him. He's not afraid of it. CNN is afraid that anybody will go against their narrative.
Exactly.
He's totally lying.
You know, CNN would never allow me to go on their network. They're terrified of me. I would take the challenge.
And then you have talk show stars like Joe Rogan who just wing it, who make it up as they go along.
Isn't that what CNN has been doing? They just wing it and make it up as they go along.
They sure do. All they do is they have these little round table of opinions, right? Everybody comes up with their own random opinion. And Will, I can't even tell you. I've watched them and I sit there and go, where's your fact? They don't bring no facts.
They don't have
where's
any
your
fact.
Proof? They don't show any proof.
No, not at all.
And because figures like Rogan are trusted by people that don't trust real newsrooms, we have a problem that's much bigger than Spotify, much bigger than any single platform, Kate. But that's what is the heart of this right now.
The heart of this is that Joe Rogan is killing our ratings. He's killing us. The people are tuning into him and not us. And people need to know that we should be trusted, not Joe Rogan.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. They're struggling, right? They're struggling because people are seeing the truth. They're seeing that they're full of crap, that they're not about facts, and they try to tell you they are. But listen, when your ratings are plummeting like they are, there's a reason why they don't find any truth in what you're saying.
And they can't figure it out. It's like it's almost like they know, but they're so caught up into themselves, they can't even accept or they want to continue to reject the idea that they did something wrong. They will continue to go on and say, you know what? It can't be us. it can't be us, because and they're going like, in our minds, we're doing everything right. There's nothing that we're doing wrong. I mean, I'm seriously, that's what they're saying. And this is to the point to where, now, last night I was doing a broadcast, and while I was doing my broadcast, my producer of my nightly broadcast sent me a message and said that, you, what's his name, the CEO of CNN, Zucker, he didn't step down because of sexual assault, but you know what? It still remains to be seen. Now, the relationship supposedly that he had, the alleged relationship, right, is what was with another young lady at CNN.
And he's not supposed to, according to
And he's not
to
supposed
contract,
to, according
supposed
to,
to
the ethics and everything else, because she got perks over other people.
Right?
So he stepped down, and the only reason why I think he stepped down, because the Cuomo brothers, Chris Cuomo, is like, where's my money? Not only do I want my severance pay, I want hush money.
See, and that's the sad thing. These people know what's going on in their own
Yeah.
They're not naive.
Oh yeah.
But they hide each other. See, Democrats are so good about that. About hiding skeletons in the closet.
You know what it
they're
is?
Like, oh, there's no closet over there. There's
yeah.
a skeleton
yeah.
in there.
You know what it is? Demons will protect demons.
They're hypocrites.
Listen to Brian Steph as he talk about Chris Cuomo. Listen to this. This is amazing.
The Chris Cuomo reference. Cuomo was fired in December. And he is not going out quietly. He was fired, and there were reports that he wasn't going to get paid the millions of dollars that were going to be on the remainder of his contract. So as a source said to me earlier today, he was trying to burn the place down. He was going to court trying to burn the place down and claiming that he had incriminating information about Zucker and Gullis. So if that's the case, if this is a domino effect that begins with Andrew Cuomo going down the governor's office and then Chris Cuomo being fired from CNN and then Jeff Zucker losing his job at CNN, that is a remarkable domino effect, a chain of events. I think that is part of the story.
Yeah, and the producers being exposed for having pedophilia relationships.
Yes.
And how come all this came out afterwards? There's more skeletons in this closet.
Oh, dude.
I don't think we're done.
Oh, dude, when it first came out, when Chris Cuomo was let go, and then come to find out his producer, but actually his producer, it was known like 4 months ago that his producer was in this whole sting with him soliciting sex from minors. I mean, seriously, it was like 4 months ago. And then they just actually went ahead and said, you know what, they arrested him. You got to let him go because of what was happening right now, Chris Cuomo. And besides, the show is gone. We don't need you anymore. And then after that, a week later, another producer from another show, another pedophile. And for them to not know that it was going on, I mean, seriously, they all know what was going on. Just like they knew what was going on with Chris Cuomo. They knew what was going on with Zucker.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. What happens if this was a conservative outlet?
Oh my goodness. They would say that they need to be taken off the air.
I can't even imagine the madness that would be happening. But these guys are sitting in the newsroom, like, laughing at their own news channel.
Yeah.
Right? They're like, oh, this is like an amazing domino effect. I'm sorry, going, what? Do you even hear yourself? Like, it's no big deal, right? Like, oh my gosh, this is all because of Chris Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo. No, I hate to tell you, it's because the people there have no ethics, right? They've all done inappropriate and wrong things, and it's just being exposed. They fall in on each other, right? They go, oh, you, oh, you, oh, you, oh, you, oh, you. Right? I can't even imagine. You know what? When Kamala Harris goes out, I can't even imagine what's going to come out about her. I think right now everything's hush-hush, but she just lost another person in her group yesterday or
really?
Today.
So someone else left her administration?
Yep, another staffer has left. Right? I mean, it's just crazy. I want
to know. I've heard no one likes to be around her because she's probably swinging that broom around so much. You know, but anyways, I'm gonna play something.
Let me tell you, her name is Kate Graham. She's the chief speech writer for Kamala Harris. That's pretty bad.
I mean, when did she write any speeches for Kamala Harris? Because I mean, did she write anything about the border?
I don't know.
I mean, she probably didn't need her. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But anyway, I want to play something here before we run out of time. You know, the liberal media, they would all love for us to believe that they know what's best for us. They would love for us to believe that they are telling us the truth. They would love for us to believe that they are the ones that we should only listen to. So much. I want to play something for you that this is from MSDNC. Listen to what this lady says. Just listen in to what she says here, because what she says will just, I mean, let me just play it and then we'll talk about it real quick.
Person to person to person, potentially mutating and becoming more virulent and drug resistant along the way. Now we know that the vaccines work well enough, but the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this if we just go fast enough.
I mean, that's just fake news. I know that was from a while ago. But
you know,
it's just the fact that she
did
said
she ever
it.
Come back and say, you know what, I apologize because I put out disinformation, misinformation, and I misled the people that watched my broadcast. Did she ever do that?
Nope.
No. And where the fake fact checkers? Oh, wait a minute. That's okay when you put out false information, mm-hmm. but actual information, that's when the fake fact checkers will ding you, ask me how I know.
How do you know, Will?
Because they've done it to me. They've done it to
Are
me.
Are you sure they've 100%. Done it to
you? I had a YouTube channel with over 100,000 people on it, and YouTube said, yeah, you know what? You're telling too much truth here. We're going to X you. Delete. Mm-hmm. They deleted my channel. Because I told the truth.
Yep.
It's amazing. And you would think because, you know, they say they want to promote black people. They want to promote black people. Hey, so I got one more story that I want to tell before we go here. So this past Tuesday, I went on a family trip to San Antonio, Texas. And while we were down in San Antonio, Texas, just, you know, family went to dinner and stuff like that. And well, anyways, on the way back home, it's dark. It's late. It's about, I guess, about 9 o'clock, 9:30, somewhere around there. And we're driving back home. And of course, I'm kind of like going with the traffic and I am speeding, but so is the other traffic. You know, I'm just kind of like going along. But after, with all of that said, I get pulled over by the cops. I get pulled over by a police officer. For those of you that don't know, because of the way I speak, I don't speak Obonics. I am a black male, and I got pulled over by a white police officer. Well, the white police officer came up to my vehicle, and I turned my dome lights on the inside so the police officer can see everything inside so they'll feel comfortable by talking to me. And he took my driver's license and left. And he was gone for maybe 5-7 minutes. It seemed like for a good minute. I'm like, man, what's he doing? He's writing me a fat ticket. Anyways, he comes back and he has me my driver license, and then he has a slip, and I said, oh, okay, here's the bad news, here's the ticket. But he just hands it and says, here's a warning. And I'm like, really? Because I was speeding, I can't deny it, and I wasn't trying to act all crazy and everything with him. And I said, you're giving me a warning? I said, because I am admitting I was going a little fast, but I'm not going to argue with you. But he said, and I said, let me ask you a question. Why are you just giving me a warning when they say that every time a white cop pulls a black guy over, y'all shoot him? He said, well, put this one down for the history books. You didn't get shot. I was like, well, thank you. It got to the point. I said, Mr. Officer, can I take a picture with you? Can I take a picture? He said, absolutely. So I got out and I took a picture with him, and I did a video earlier and I showed that. But anyways, I just wanted to share that just, you know, there's good cops out there. My producer goes, the only reason why he didn't shoot you because it's Black History Month.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He gave him a break.
Gave me a break. I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was pretty funny. So, but anyways, hey, we are at the end of this wonderful broadcast. Don't forget 88202 on your mobile device and text my name, WILL, and you will get information from the sponsor of this broadcast, American Truth Project. Don't forget 88202. And just type my name, WILL. We will see you next Thursday, unless something comes up real dramatic. But other than that, we will be here. God bless everyone. See you next time.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.